Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling reporters in England that Russian leader Vladimir Putin really let him down over his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. The president holding a news conference alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer this morning. Jimmy Kimmel Live has been preempted indefinitely. Overnight, ABC pulling the late-night talk show host off the air hours after a threat from the head of the Federal Communications Commission. FCC head Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension over comments earlier this week on Jimmy Kimmel Live about conservative influencer Charlie Kirk's death. Two of the largest television station owners, Nexstar and Sinclair, had threatened to run something besides Kimmel. ABC pulling the plug. The president called the preemption great news for America. Disney is the parent company of ABC News and ABC. Number of people applying for unemployment benefits fewer than last week, but still 231,000 out-of-work Americans filled out applications. This is ABC News.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development have announced a new round of commercial driver training grant funding. According to a press release, the program aims to support the state's driving workforce with sustainable wages, recruitment, and helping drivers obtain a commercial driver's license. Trainers who are listed on the Federal Training Provider Registry operate in Wisconsin and provide training that meets entry-level requirements could receive a portion of the funding. Applications will be accepted until October 28th. State Republicans have introduced a proposed bill aimed at upholding First Amendment protections on universities of Wisconsin campuses. The legislation would prohibit the university system from restricting legal speech that does not substantially disrupt the functioning of the university. It also states that universities must conduct surveys on academic freedoms and perceived political bias. If passed into law, universities that do not adhere to the legislation would be required to include a disclaimer on all admissions notices for the following 4 years. Washburn County residents having issues with controlling buckthorn on their properties are being invited to a free workshop this week. The workshop will be held on Friday at Spooner City Park from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Residents who attend will have the opportunity to learn about some best management practices for buckthorn removal from local professionals. They could also receive a free buckthorn treatment starter kit if they register for the workshop early. Registration can be completed on the Washburn County website. Benjamin's House Emergency Shelter in Rice Lake has announced a significant donation to improve their services. According to organization officials, Trinity Lutheran Church recently made a $75,000 donation to the shelter to upgrade the building's kitchen. The renovated kitchen would allow individuals using the shelter's services to practice cooking for themselves and make it easier for volunteers to provide more meals. Shelter officials say they also need around $100,000 to fix their boiler and furnace systems. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The magic number is 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers one step closer to locking up the Central Division with a 9-2 win over the Angels at AmFam Field. They go for the sweep today. Blake Perkins with great play in center field and 5 runs batted in. Perkins on what it meant for him after the game.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. I mean, all these guys support me every day. It's good to have some results like go my way.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers and Maryland Terrapins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Packers, were their first road trip, face a tough Browns defense in Cleveland. Right tackle Zach Tom was out last week after suffering a bruised hip and thigh.
It's kind of hard to run. That's like the main thing. I feel like moving side to side, I'm good, but like anything that involves me trying to like get out and open up, then I can kind of feel it a little bit. But yeah, we just got to work through it.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
Currently sunny and still hanging on to some heat as highs scrape 80. Now we've got a small chance for showers, maybe a storm early this afternoon. And as we head into the evening, the chances ramp up, leaving us tomorrow with some lingering rain early and more showers, possibly a thunderstorm again in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
Wallace.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener against the Maryland Terrapins. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.5 FM, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. She calls herself the wild card in Wisconsin's race for governor. State Representative Francesca Hong is our guest on getting into the race and the Brewers update as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text or leave a voice note at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Important thing about the voice note, though, you can do that via the Civic Media app. And there are a couple of really good reasons for you to get that app.
Name them, Jane. I dare you to show me the work on why the app is good.
Tomorrow is our final free ticket Friday of the summer.
Yeah.
So it's your last chance to pick up a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets with...
Squishy seats.
Squishy seats.
Don't give me the... I knew what to say.
Okay,
you're like... I gave you the script. There's squishy seats. There's carpeting. And it's really hot. Oh my gosh. The air conditioning.
You can feel the breeze.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The club level seat. Like, look, everyone wants to sit behind home plate in the first row. I get that. I understand that appeal. But club level just feels, I don't know, just like, this feels good.
Yeah, and you really get a really good view of home plate. From these seats.
In my opinion, there's no bad seat at the ballpark, as I call it, County Stadium 2, Electric Boogaloo. But yeah, the club level seats that we give out are really, really good. They're along third base, home base. Yeah, it makes sense. And it's just great. It's just a great time. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you win these tickets and you go to the game, we hope you go to the game. You should want to go to the game. But take pictures and send them to us through the Civic Media app. Oh, my God.
The app is completely free. Tomorrow, yes, as we said, is our final free ticket Friday for this four-pack of Brewers tickets. So starting with Pat Kreitlow, mm-hmm, at 6 a.m., he will have a keyword for you.
Yes.
We will have a different one from 9 to 11. Mm-hmm. Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. Todd Alba, 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn, 5 to 6, or 4 to 6. That gives you five chances to enter.
And then Pete Schwab, 6 to
and
8.
Pete's not in this.
Oh, my mistake.
Not free ticket Fridays.
Ah, darn it.
But five chances starting tomorrow with Pat Kreitlow at 6 a.m. So download the Civic Media app for that. And then there is going to be a new multi-state text to win contest coming very, very soon.
Whoa.
With wonderful and fabulous prizes. That could, but probably won't change the course of your entire life.
I don't know. Who knows? Let's let the options stay open and keep your mind free to accept the possibilities
of life changing prizes.
Civic Media app on your phone or device, and then you get in touch with. And you can also listen to us anywhere in the world. You can choose. You can listen to us via any station. If you don't have access to, if there's a show you really like and you're like, I can't listen to it, you can listen to it through the app. Shows. You can't listen to games through the app. That's a different thing. But the app is just wonderful. It just makes sense. And you can get news. It's really, really just all-encompassing.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's completely free.
Yes. So go to wherever you get your apps, download the Civic Media app, and then be ready tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. to get in the running for that four-pack of Brewers tickets. And then our next multi-state text-to-win contest coming very, 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 very soon.
Do you know what else is free, Jane? The new Civic Media newsletter, too.
It is.
I mean, my goodness, there's just all sorts of stuff happening here.
It's great. We have reporters all over the state under the direction of our news director, Shelly Pittman. They are doing a great job, and it's really a one-stop shop for all of our happenings across all of the shows and across all of the networks. So download the Civic Media app, subscribe to our new daily Civic Media newsletter. It's all completely free.
Correct.
Wanted to start off with this. Brittany Merlot will be here in a little bit for a little weather and wine, and then we will lighten it up. But for right now, this shouldn't happen to anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what side of the issues you are on. This has to stop. This from WPR, Wisconsin GOP lawmaker, says he's received death threats after his comments on the LGBTQ plus flag. We talked about this on Monday with Shelly Pittman.
Yes.
That there is a new decision that only certain flags will be allowed to fly over the state capitol. This will not include the LGBTQ flag. There's certain parameters now that they're going to limit this. But Republican State Representative Jerry O'Connor says that he is in favor of limiting the amount of flags that can fly. And now he's been getting some really serious death threats.
Yeah.
There are more than a dozen, I don't know, maybe two dozen death threats, including phrases like, this guy needs to be Charlie Kirked. This guy needs a lethal injection. We know where you live. You need to be hung in the public square. This needs to stop, people. And this happens all across the board. This, fearing violent threats, CDC medical experts are afraid to talk about vaccine safety. Former CDC Chief Medical Officer Deborah Hurry says, I have many people that won't speak about vaccines now and have taken their names off of papers. They don't want to present publicly anymore because they have been purposely targeted. I myself have been subject to threats. This needs to stop from everybody.
Yeah. I don't. And I mentioned this in the first hour. I hate that we have to say this out loud now that we're against political violence, because it should go without saying. It should be a given that while I disagree with this law they want to put into place that's limiting the amount of the flags they will fly on the Capitol, I do not think any harm should come to someone who does support it. And just to answer the question from Brendan on the live stream, he says, what about Pride Month? Too bad. No Pride flag during Pride Month either. And this all stems from the fact that Tony Evers a few years ago flew the Pride flag during Pride Month.
And was the first governor to do so.
And when you look at the story itself, it looks to be targeting the Pride flag. And there was another flag in there that had to do with, like, not Black Lives Matters, but Juneteenth. Thank you very much, Calvin. I appreciate it. Thank you for that reminder. So read up about, and I have it in the show notes about what the law covers. And I do not agree with it, but I certainly do not agree with the threatening of anyone's life, because that solves nothing. It doesn't. It delegitimizes your platform personally.
Absolutely.
If you advocate for the violence of others, especially if you think the violence of those that you support is abhorrent, as it is, but if you think it's okay for others, then you have no credibility. So take a step back and just say, all right, this isn't good thinking. This is not how we achieve results. Yes, I don't like this law, but hopefully, guess what? Next year, we get to vote in about 400 days for our state Senate and our state assembly. And because of fairer maps, we have the ability to put new lawmakers into office. And that's what you should be focusing your time and attention. There are people making announcements every day in this state running for state Senate, state assembly, governor, lieutenant governor. If those are the people who represent you, get on board. Knock on doors, make phone calls, talk to people, because Jim just talked about in the last hour that there are Republicans out there who don't like what's happening. Find those individuals and empower them to speak up as well. But making snide, terrible comments online or through whatever medium you're choosing, doesn't do anything.
Well, the threats are, stop it. Just stop it. And by the way, since we're on the subject of free speech.
Whoa.
Right. And I'm going to, let's share this.
Wow.
And yes, we'll share this.
Yeah.
Free speech is important.
Yep.
Even if we don't like the things you say.
Yeah.
And we're not going to play the voice note because there's curse words in here. But let me share what just came in. Jane, you are a chain-smoking hag. You're a skank. You're a childless B-word. You're nasty and ugly. Grow up, get a job, become a Republican. You're a nasty, lying, retorting. Okay. And you're just a piece of blank. Good something, something. Okay. Grow up, get a job, become a Republican.
By the way, that's not my last name. Just,
Oh, that spelling is not important. I support your right to say those things.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
It's called free speech. That's called your opinion.
Yeah. And there's another one too.
Oh, good.
He's back. I'll say he's because he'll appreciate me,
acknowledging
his gender. I mean, it's just amazing. The trolls. The people who disagree. So there's people who disagree with us, and I appreciate it. There are people who've called in, and I'm going to shout them out right now. Dave from Mequon, you've called, and you've been respectful. We disagree, and we talk, and that's it. That's great. I have respect for that. I love those conversations because we can go back and forth, and I want to have them. I don't want the person who left this very colorful voice note. Yes. I want nothing bad to happen to them because that doesn't make me happy at all. That would never make me happy. So... But when it comes to the trolls.
Well, my whole thing is, and again, you are certainly entitled to your opinion. It's only taken me 44 years to be called the C word.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like that's an accomplishment.
That's a terrible high five.
It's an achievement.
But
you have the right to say those things. If you want to point out the flaws in my arguments, if you would like to point out the flaws in my logic.
Yes.
I welcome that. Absolutely.
Well, this guy who is now identifying himself, but I won't identify him.
I kind of think I know who it is.
Oh, I know. He said it. He's given it away in all the messages.
Oh, nice.
He also, said that I don't have an American male haircut. I mean, see, that's the thing is like, yeah. See, that's the thing, Jane, is that those things have never bothered me because this is the one time I'll say this. I was bullied as a kid, so I've heard way worse.
I bet you
And
have.
So therefore, I'm just like, is this the best? My weight? Oh, God, not my weight,
oh,
everybody.
No. Greg will just be over here, this blubbering
I'm
mess.
I'm in the crying liberal tears.
He's been completely blown out of the water.
Into my genderless vegan yogurt.
Mean comments.
Oh, God, but save me.
We'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think we will survive. This, again, going back to... Stop it. People have the right to disagree with you.
Yeah.
People have the right. It's called the First Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
To have opinions about things without being threatened, without being doxxed, mm-hmm. without their children being put at risk. We're better.
I know you're really trying hard to say better.
I want us to be better than this.
I think there are a lot of us who are better than that. And unfortunately... The people who yell the loudest are the ones who are heard. If you don't have the money to buy a platform, then you have to scream louder than everybody else. And in certain instances, we see it all the time. Like the gentleman who he's trolling so hard, I think his house is under a bridge.
Afraid he's gonna hurt himself.
I mean, and he only comes out every once in a while. And man, I like the end though. Grow up, get a job, and become a Republican. I'm grown up. I'm tall.
We're working.
I'm working my job right now.
Are we working?
I turn 50 in a few years.
We are actually working.
And that just, this is just a side note. We could talk about another day. Someone told me once, they said, Greg, as you get older and you get married and you'll become a conservative. That's how it works. Okay.
I've been married 23 years.
You own a home.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to happen. And especially with comments like that, because I want to be just like you.
But anyways, thanks for reaching out, everybody. We appreciate it. And Cassandra, you're absolutely right. Snowflakes, they are only on the left. Right, sure.
We're going to be warm and fuzzy on the other side. Brittany Merlot will be here with a little weather and wine. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back to the dismay of some.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported September 9th that a Utah State District Court ordered a new congressional district map to be drawn by September 25th. Shortly after, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature asked for an emergency stay, which was denied by the Utah Supreme Court on September 15th. The new fair map should be in place for the 2026 midterm. In 2018, Utah voters approved Better Boundaries Proposition 4, establishing a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. Fair maps were drawn, but the legislature passed SB 200 to neutralize the commission, and the legislature drew new gerrymandered maps, actions later ruled unconstitutional. In asking for the stay, the state legislature argued 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson had abused the court's discretion in striking down the 2021 congressional map for not complying with Proposition 4, but then ordering a new map which only partially met Prop 4's guidelines. The Utah Supreme Court, however, found Judge Gibson had not abused her authority due to the timeline and denied the stay. For now, the timeline for fair Utah congressional maps will likely stay in place for the 2026 midterm. A full appeal by the legislature will likely be heard in the coming months. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. Resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where Greg and I are both employed. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. She joins us every Thursday at this time for a segment we call A Little Weather and Wine. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media Meteorologist, is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Jane. I've missed you. I'm so much better now seeing your face.
Well, that's lovely of you. Thank you. I know Greg and Calvin did a great job while I was gone. I've heard nothing but good things. Nothing but good things.
I just heard some bad things from my
It's an outlier. Yeah. Don't go there. Anyway, the weather has been incredible, at least here in southeastern Wisconsin. This cannot possibly last, can it?
Oh, no. No, it can't. I'm sorry. It's a second summer. You know, we get that every year.
It does. Yeah. Second summer. So how long does second summer hang around?
It's pretty much over. Maybe like tomorrow you might hit 80 or something, but.
And then it ends.
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. We've got this pretty big system that's going to be moving in, and it's already draping a front through the state. And as that continues south, we're just going to see more and more shower and storm chances. It's going to be actually a really dark and damp, dreary weekend. Could be soaking in places, actually.
Okay. So not necessarily the weekend to go out and do all of my outside things.
No. Unfortunately. No.
Oh, I can't do yard work? Oh, man.
Ah, darn.
I got to watch Ted Lasso for a 15th time. Oh, man.
You do.
Is this good? This is going to be statewide, Brittany? The whole change is going to affect the entire state?
Yeah, pretty much will. I mean, the South, you're going to hang on to a little bit more mild temperatures versus the North. For example, Saturday up north, it's going to be in the low 60s. When down south, you'll be in the mid 70s on Saturday. But then it might flip on Sunday, where up north, you could maybe make it to the mid 70s. And then down south on Sunday, you could just be in the low 60s.
Oh.
So kind of a flip-flop, interesting system. It is just going to be swirling showers and storms throughout Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, maybe even lingering into Monday. And then another system wants to move through. That jet stream is seriously setting up right over Wisconsin. It looks pretty active with wet weather on and off, honestly, for the next 2 weeks or so. And then I was looking, too, later on, we do drop pretty chilly, where I am seeing some 50s in the forecast, and that's before the month ends.
Oh, wow. So that's going to obviously affect the changing of the trees, the coloring of the trees, right? The earlier the cooler weather comes along, doesn't that make an impact?
Yeah, the weather plays a huge part. Well, high wind and rain can knock the leaves off faster. We usually get that here in Wisconsin. That's usually what happens to us. But the sunshine and cooler nights is what really gives those vibrant colors. So with this week that we just had, the nights weren't as cool, but the sunshine was out. We're already seeing a couple of counties up north, Taylor, Forest, Florence, and even Brown County by Green Bay are at 30 to 50% color already.
Oh, that seems early.
Yes. I mean, their peak is supposed to be second, third week of October. So, yeah, they're already changing, and I can verify that in Marathon County, too. It's like, whew, it's about to be here. But when you get those cooler temperatures for later, I think it's definitely going to fill in. I mean, that is right at the end of September into early October, and everything is going to pop after that, and it actually looks to dry out, too. So some perfect weather conditions moving in right in time for October. And I think it's really cool. I'm such a nerd. I was looking into why do they change the colors that they do? Because, you know, maples and oaks have the red leaves and stuff. Did you know that there's these little, like, sugars that are in different things? So basically, this anthocyanin is in a red leaf, but it's also in cranberries and blueberries. That's what gives it that color.
That brilliant red?
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, well, why the yellow? What's that? Well, it's the same thing that's in corn and papayas. Isn't that interesting? An orange is the same thing as in a carrot. So when you trap those sugars in the leaves, that's what shines through as the tree is starting to shut down for winter.
Hey, does anybody know why Brittany Merlot wins all the awards every year? It's
probably because I'm a geek.
And that geekdom pays off because you write great articles that talk about these. You talk about a whole, you don't just talk about the weather. You talk about things that keep us safe, how to keep our eyes out for things that are coming up in the weather. These wonderful little tidbits of joy that about why the leaves change color. It's apparently they need a low sugar diet. I wasn't really listening, but the point is, this is what I love when you come here and talk to us, because there's always these great little pieces of information.
Well, and I think too, Brittany, I think you are a good indicator of who makes a good journalist because you are curious and you find out one thing and it's like, well, why is this thing like that? I'm going to find out why that thing does that thing.
I like that.
Yep.
That's what a journalist does.
Yeah. And that's true. And that's why you're an award-winning journalist.
Woohoo.
So as far as this rain coming in though, Brittany, and you had mentioned that we're kind of have this this Gulf Stream sitting over Wisconsin for the next 2 weeks. We're not talking about dumping another 14 inches on one area in 24 hours, I hope.
No, and I'm not seeing that in the forecast. What I am seeing, though, is potentially heavy rain Friday night and then maybe Sunday night where we could see an inch or two. So not 14 inches, but an inch or two still adds up.
It does.
And then with the consistent rain, too, on top of that, it's just going to be dampingery puddles, maybe low-lying flooding in certain areas that usually kind of get that after a lot of rain. But I don't think this is going to be a flash flooding, extreme downpour scenario at all.
All right. Brittany Merlot joins us every Thursday at this time for a little weather and wine, keeping us up all updated. Thank you so much, my dear. We will see you next Thursday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Stay with us. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe will be here to talk all things sports. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking input from residents on its updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for the next 10 years. The Wildlife Action Plan is meant to help the agency, its partners, and other conservation groups track native plants, animals, and the state of their habitats to inform future policy decisions. The plan was last updated in 2015, and the updated plan will run from 2025 to 2035. Residents can find more information on the updated plan and submit their comments on the DNR's website. State Representative Francesca Hung of Madison has entered the growing Democratic field for governor. In her announcement on Wednesday, Hung said she's running to fix a system that's rigged against the working class. She joins State Senator Kelda Royce, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and American Family Field vendor Ryan Sternett in the Democratic primary field. Washington County Executive Josh Showman and New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien are the only two Republicans in the race so far. Ashland area residents are being invited to participate in the local Walk to End Alzheimer's event this weekend. The walk will take place on Saturday at Central Rail Yard Park in Ashland. The goal is to raise awareness about how the incurable disease affects both the individuals and the families who care for them. Donations are not required to attend the event, but the funding raised will go towards Alzheimer's care and research. According to the Alzheimer's Association, there are over 110,000 Wisconsin residents with Alzheimer's. A Duluth elementary school activated their secure protocols this week after a bear wandered onto the premises. According to Lowell Elementary School officials, students were moved inside the building on Monday for safety and an alert message was sent out to parents. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources officials say bears are typically more active around this time of year as they prepare for the winter months. They also say they're tracking six collared black bears in the area, and the neighborhood where Lowell Elementary School is sees frequent visits. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. The Emmy Awards were a lot of fun for actress Kristen Milioti, who won an Emmy for her role on The Penguin. Once the actual award show ended, though, the night went south. Literally, when Milioti took a tumble and dropped her Emmy while arriving at an after party. The actress plays Sofia Falcone in the Batman spinoff and beat out some pretty stiff competition in Michelle Williams, Rashida Jones, and Cate Blanchett. To the best of my knowledge, the Emmy was not hurt. More news from the Emmys, and more specifically, the show White Lotus. The previous 3 years saw White Lotus as an Emmy darling, but this year the cast was completely shut out despite all seven supporting actors drawing nominations. White Lotus Season 3 won one Emmy this year for original main title music. If a show could win an Emmy Award for beautiful settings, White Lotus would probably be 4 for 4. While on the red carpet, Season 3 stars Parker Posey and Jason Isaacs let it slip that Season 4 will take place in the south of France. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
Partly sunny and still hanging on to some heat as highs scrape 80. Now we've got a small chance for showers, maybe a storm early this afternoon. And as we head into the evening, the chances ramp up, leaving us tomorrow with some lingering rain early and more showers, possibly a thunderstorm again in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, our regular Week in Review panelists with any updates on who else the president has had canceled in the media. I mean, assuming it doesn't include us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calvi on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Baseball action coming up later on today. Our broadcast will start at 6:05 as the Brewers host the Angels. You can listen to the game, not on the stream, but you can listen on terrestrial radio. So catch it tonight at WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward, also here on WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. The Brewers hosting the Angels. Our broadcast will start at 6:05. He joins us every other Thursday. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe is here. Good morning, J.R. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. I barely made it in on time. Had all kinds of network issues. That was a little bit thrilling, actually.
It's the closest we'll get to James Bond.
Yes. So not very thrilling.
Well, we are thrilled that you are here.
Yes.
We're thrilled that you could join us, JR. Lots of talk about the Brewers. It's pretty exciting.
It's good. Yeah, they've won 4 of 5 here, which is a nice, you know, a little bit of a turnaround. They were kind of dragging over the previous month since the end of that 14-game winning streak. But it's really, you know, it's a pretty comfortable situation. They've got, you know, there is a chance the Cubs still catch them, but it's really not likely. Their magic number is 6, which means any combination of wins or Cubs losses, they've got 10 games left on the season, will do the trick. So it's very likely the Cubs clinched the playoff spot yesterday, but they're probably going to have to play in that wild card round, and the Brewers are probably going to win the division and get one of that first round bye, that really important first round bye. You know, there's a little bit of work to be done. There's some injuries too. You know, Trevor Megill, Jose Quintana are kind of the big ones right now, top of mind, but they are, you know, they're in a comfortable place. It would be nice to wrap this up sooner rather than later, and then they can, you know, give guys rest, mess around a little bit, experiment, figure out what they want for their playoff roster. I don't know if they'll get, you know, how much time they'll get to do that, but they are definitely heading in a great place, and they're only 4 wins away from a franchise record for most victories in franchise history. So that's also pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've been very fearful about the magic number because I felt like it was too early to ask. And then I saw an article written, I think, I don't know if it was you who wrote it, but yeah, we're at 6. And when you say that it's comfortable and you foresee moving forward with, you know, a division, clinching the division, a first round bye, that makes me feel better because now I'm just, I look at the standings every day. Like, just come on. It'd be so great not to have to go to the wild card again. And just, let's just get that out of the, can we just this time, please? Especially after, you know, and I don't want to belabor the point, but it is true. And I'm going to put this on me. At the beginning of the season in March, I was shrugging and saying, yeah, if we get a 500 season, I'll be impressed. And my goodness, I think we are at 600 right now and have been the best record in MLB for how long? First team to 70, 80, and 90 wins. I mean, it's just been a season that I don't feel like anyone, whether you are in the business of talking about it or just a big fan, could have
foreseen this. Yeah.
No. Yeah, this is just, on paper, it still doesn't make sense. They still don't have a third baseman, although Caleb Durbin has been white hot. You still don't look at that team and say, oh, they got great guys at every position on the infield. You know, Joey Ortiz has struggled offensively all year long, as good as he has been defensively. First base has been okay. You know, Andrew Vaughn had that moment in the sun, but we're not talking about a position that has been one of the biggies over the course of the year. So there's places they could have gotten better, and their starting pitching is good, but I would go into the postseason looking at this team and be like, they don't maybe have that top three. They had that in 2021 when they had, you know, Burns, Woodruff, and Peralta at their best. This year they've got Brandon Woodruff, who's pitched amazing. He's been incredible, but he is, you know, like, some of the tools that are available to him aren't anymore. He doesn't throw as hard. You know, his stuff isn't as good. He has to be more of a pitcher. And then Freddie Peralta has been good, but he usually doesn't work very deep into games. You know, you could find flaws with every one of the starters. And yet, despite, I guess what you would call the shortcomings. They are, like you said, they've been the best team in baseball for quite some time. Now, I would also point out that typically the best team in baseball is a 100 win team, even by now. Like, they are running away with that honor. Mm-hmm. We haven't had that this year. It is, there is a lot of parity. And so much so that the team that's going to get the sixth seed in the NL is going to barely be an above 500 team. So, you know, yes, they are the best. I would say the gap between them and the other playoff teams is probably going to be pretty small. The Cubs, Dodgers, Phillies, Padres, those are teams that are just as good as Milwaukee. And, you know, in some cases better if you're looking at different aspects of the roster. So it isn't like, you know, they have this crown and they're guaranteed anything, you know, mm-hmm. like they could very easily lose and people wouldn't even be surprised by that. So, so they have to find a way to play their best here at a point in the season, you know, this postseason part of the year that has eluded them the last few years when they've had home games and they weren't able to cash in on that both of the last two seasons. And, you know, even in 2021, they had home field advantage and weren't able to keep it against the Braves. So, like, it would still be, I think, a breakthrough to mm-hmm. finally get back to where they were in 2018. And that's the NLCS, let alone anything that comes beyond that.
Exactly.
If you're just joining us, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe is our guest to talk all things sports. Obviously, the big story is the Brewers and as they move forward with just a few games left in the regular season. So you had mentioned some of the teams who are going to... All things happen the way that we want them. Let's assume that. And we lock it up and we get our, you know, we get in there. It's not a wild card. Who do you anticipate will be some of the tougher challengers that the Brewers could be facing off against?
Yeah, so right now the Phillies are pretty locked into that two seed if they don't in fact catch the Brewers, which I'll talk about in a second, because Brewers fans might actually want that just for personal preference. Because right now, if the season ended today, the Brewers would have the one seed and they would play the winner of the Padres against the Cubs. They're technically the 4 and 5 seed because the Cubs didn't win their division. So they would be the top three. The division winners get the top three seeds. So the Cubs actually will have a better record than the NL West winner probably, but they would be the 4 seed. Well, the Cubs are tough for a couple things. One is they're a bad matchup. And two, do you really want to get into the playoffs and have Cubs fans flooding American Family Field like they always do? You know, there's way more of them than there are of us.
That's true.
They've got the spending power to do it. And that could be kind of annoying, you know, if you don't want to see your home field advantage kind of siphoned off a little bit. And the Padres are a very good team. They would be a very tough matchup as well. So if the Brewers were to be passed by the Phillies, you know, say the Brewers fall to the number 2 seed, now they wouldn't be facing either one of those teams in the second round, the theoretical second round. They'd be facing either the Dodgers or whichever team gets this last playoff spot, a team that's quite honestly going to have a slightly above 500 record and not be all that great. The Dodgers are still the Dodgers. The Brewers did beat them all 6 times this year, so there's at least that. I don't know if anybody wants to face the Dodgers. They're playing pretty good baseball right now, actually. So it's probably, you know, it's a situation where it's you can't really pick your path,
right?
Any path. And furthermore, like against the Diamondbacks and the Mets the last 2 years, teams that the Brewers were favored to beat on paper, that did not happen. So like mm-hmm. even that last seed team is going to be dangerous. We have seen that in the playoffs time and time again. But I think there's at least an argument if you are looking at it from a fan's perspective that doesn't want to see Cubs fans overrun the place, maybe hold off on the Cubs getting here until the NLCS and maybe just not have to face them in the playoffs. Those two have never faced, you know, the Brewers and Cubs in a playoff series before. So I don't, you know, maybe Brewers fans stand their ground and they end up filling the joint and it's not as 50-50
lopsided
as it
yeah.
frequently is. But I bet that's not going to be the case. So
no.
I would imagine if I was a fan, I might be like, can they just avoid the Cubs? Is there any way to just steer
we just
them?
Not
now,
play them?
Maybe,
I was going to say if we're
maybe,
doing
maybe they storm Wrigley Field though, you know, like they did that for game 163 in 2018. There were tons of Brewers fans at Wrigley Field, so maybe it works in reverse too. I don't know. Maybe.
I would love to see a Cubless playoffs for the Brewers just because it just adds a layer of stress to my life. I'm not even thinking about other people right now, just thinking about myself.
Just me.
And yeah, I mean, it's every version of this. I would like to see the Brewers take on the Dodgers again for and as a Brewers Dodgers 2 from 2018, where game 7 they lost it in game 7 and it was just miserable to watch. But I have faith that the Brewers could keep the streak alive if we had to take on the Dodgers again, because there's a fire and energy with that team. So I also would love a version where we could just bypass it all and they just give the brewers a ring. Be like, here, guys, you did great.
Can you make that happen, JR? Yeah, can you make that happen? Let's just give us the trophy. And we're done.
Definitely not. You know, the Cubs clinched a playoff spot yesterday, like I said. That's the first time since 2020 that they've been in the postseason. It's been 5 years without. And before that, you know, because 2020 is weird and like everybody got in because of the COVID shortened season. Before that, it was 2018 when they lost in that wild card game when the Brewers and the Cubs went down to the absolute wire. So this is unusual for them. They are not frequently this good. This is a pretty good Cubs team. And it's pretty meaningful for the Chicago fans. So that's why I feel like there's going to be a lot of them coming to Milwaukee, because this is not something that they've had the last few years. Cannot relate. The Brewers go to the playoffs every year. Just simply cannot relate to what the Cubs are.
Not at all.
Oh, playoffs again? Okay, cool. Mm.
JR, we got about 2.5 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about the Packers. And I did want to, the one thing that jumped out at me was the Lions just crushed the Bears, didn't they? It was like 52-0, wasn't it?
Yeah. The Bears are real bad. Real bad.
What a shame.
It's tough. You just hate to see it to Chicago sports teams.
No.
You just hate it.
I just feel bad for the fans. They always walk in on day one. They're like, here it is.
This is a year.
We have the insert new whatever it is here, whether it's coach, quarterback, running, but doesn't matter. They think that's the fix. And then within 40 minutes of the first game, they're like, oh, it's going to be the same as always.
Yeah, they win the offseason every year and never really in the season. But, the Lions, like, yes, they looked great, which even though the Bears are bad, it certainly lent greater credence to the success that the Packers had in week one against the Lions and completely shut them down and played so well defensively. I think that's just what, you know, the sky's the limit for this defense. I think it's just a question of how good are they? They've held two teams that came into the, you know, two of the higher scoring, greatest teams of the, you know, best teams in the NFC last year and held them completely in check. So maybe those teams are way down. Maybe not. Maybe this is just really a special, special defense. So I don't know how much more we'll learn against Cleveland, because Cleveland is not great. They have a quarterback who's very old and will probably be under pressure a lot. So we'll see how that goes. They also have one of the best defensive players in football in Myles Garrett. So the offense, you know, they've got a challenge too, because they haven't crushed it. They've been okay. They've been good enough for sure, but they haven't crushed it. So I think there's some levels to unlock there. We'll see if the Browns are kind of the fixins they need to get that part of the game on track.
I would really like to see the Lions do well.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, my wife's a Lions fan. We hang a Lions flag at my house in deference to her, of course.
Well, that's...
Everyone thinks it's me. They see me walking around like, oh, I see your Lions flag. Like, hold on.
Wait.
You should just hang a small asterisk underneath it, too, so people understand there's a
good
reason.
Point.
My wife.
Yeah. I need a second flagpole for the asterisk. Yeah, you're absolutely exactly right.
Follow J.R. Radcliffe in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joins us every other Thursday. Thank you so much, J.R. We will see you in a couple.
All right, we'll see you guys soon.
Stay with us. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Blades of Glory edition. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the
Eco-Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Zepecki.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. One more reminder about downloading the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is our final free ticket Friday of this Brewers season. So starting tomorrow at 6 a.m., Pat Kreitlow will have a keyword for you that you can only enter via the Civic Media app. We will have a different keyword for you, 9 to 11, then Tana Hartman, 11 to 2, Todd Alba, 2 to 4, Maggie Daunt from 4 to 6. Five chances tomorrow for you to get in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. But again, you have to have the app. And another reason to get the app is because we are going to be having a new statewide multi-state text-to-win contest coming up.
What?
Yes, and you have to have the app. It is
absolutely free.
So expensive. It's just so expensive.
Pun.
Download the Civic Media app. Go to wherever you get your apps. Go to your app store and look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. Coming up on the show tomorrow, it is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Already.
Sheesh.
Congressman Mark Pocan is going to join us in hour number one. Lots of things to talk about the congressman with. And then Dan Schaefer. It's Friday, so Dan Schaefer will be here, Civic Media's political editor and also the creator of the Recombobulation Area. Dan Schaefer joining us in hour number two. So I hope you can check us out tomorrow. Don't forget, if you can't, you can also go back to our website, civicmedia.us. Go to shows, click on Matt Nair on Air, and that will take you to at least 100 prior shows. Mm-hmm. Greg does a great job in the show notes with articles that we've talked about.
Yeah.
So you can click on those. Other informational links are in there as well.
Yeah.
So check it out, and you can also subscribe.
And you can also subscribe to our newsletter that just came out, speaking of Dan Schaefer. I mean, there's so much
Lots going on.
It's all so very free.
Check it out. It is almost 10:55, Calvin. It's late. That means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. This from 19 News by Noelle Haynes with the byline. Headline reads, administrator suspended after selling Akron Public Schools lawnmowers on Facebook Marketplace.
Just suspended.
I think they have fired him.
Okay.
Akron Public Schools employee suspended at the school board meeting Monday after, selling the school's lawnmowers on Facebook Marketplace. Administrator Steve Keenan traded in 11 school lawnmowers to a vendor without the board's approval, allegedly so he could buy new lawnmowers. So he sells 11 of the school's lawnmowers to a local vendor.
Yeah.
Then he goes back and buys 7 of them back under a friends and family discount. Then he goes home and works on them and lists 5 of the 7 lawnmowers for sale on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay, so now that you described this earlier and it was very confusing because I thought he had sold their equipment.
He did. To a local vendor.
To buy new equipment for the school.
Allegedly.
There's where, because I was like, it sounds like he just took advantage of a really sweet deal.
Yeah. He made about $14,000-$15,000. So he takes the school's lawnmowers, sells them without permission.
There it is. Okay.
Without permission.
There. Okay. Got it.
Buys them back.
Yep. All right.
Takes them home, refurbishes them a little bit, and then puts them on Marketplace and breaks in about $15,000.
Put some like K-pop Demon Hunters stickers on them and like.
He detailed them. They had flames on the side.
Exactly. It's like, it says, you are Knuff.
The APS school board, under recommendation from the superintendent, is considering firing him. Because he violated the code of ethics, he has been suspended without pay while they consider his firing. In an update here on 19 News, still says he's just suspended.
You know he's sitting somewhere like either a bar or a garage going, I don't know what I did wrong.
Why was it? Was this wrong?
Was this wrong? Was I didn't do anything wrong? We need new lawnmowers.
You didn't buy new lawnmowers. You bought them back and then you sold them.
Just hire a kid. Kids need a job in the summertime.
You're busy this summer?
Yeah, right. I'm surprised some schools haven't done that already.
Well, if he does lose his job, he can start a lawn mowing company.
Exactly. Or start his own late night show. I don't know. We'll see what happens. There's many job openings right now.
There are, absolutely. That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and leaving voice notes and for listening.
They've been fun.
It means the world. It genuinely does. And I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We have Tom Hartman on the way after the news, Todd All But 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn 4 to 6, Pete Schwabba lightening up with Nightlight from 6 to 8, and then Robert Pilot on Native Roots Radio. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we will see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back last week. President Trump wrapping up his two-day trip to the UK with a news conference alongside Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Jimmy Kimmel Live, preempted indefinitely by ABC after comments that Kimmel made regarding right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk's death. President Trump cheering the move on social media. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with other reaction.
An immediate response from leading Democrats, from Senator Chuck Schumer to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Firing commentators, canceling shows, these aren't coincidences. It's coordinated, and it's dangerous. Unions representing entertainment professionals and writers have condemned the decision.
Disney, the parent company of ABC and ABC News, Charlie Kirk's memorial set for Sunday. Federal judge blocking the Trump administration from immediately deporting Guatemalan migrant children. This is ABC News.